Tony McAvoy made the decision of his life a few months ago when he decided to go with Baron Vorster as the replacement for Jamie Lee Carr as his stable rocky, because the Baron has ridden 24 from 46 for McAvoy and is a punter's pal across Australia. And he joins us. How are you, Baron?
Good morning, mate.
Yes, you've become a pin-up jockey over here.
No, it's going well, thank you. Yeah, and I'd just be fortunate to be with Tony with the quality of horses he's got and really enjoying it at the moment.
And I remember talking to you a couple of weeks ago about it. It just seems to have just clicked straight away. You've clicked with Tony, you've clicked with the stable routine, and even the tracks around South Australia that require a bit of getting to know, you seem to have clicked with them as well.
Yes, you know, like I say, it's just a bit of a change for me, you know, travelling to a few different tracks, but I'm really enjoying the quality of the tracks, even some of the smaller midweek meetings, you know, they're nice. Nice tracks to ride on, and like I said, I'm just really enjoying the challenge and taking it with both hands, you know.
Little birdie tells me you're starting to enjoy the lifestyle of the Barossa Valley as well.
Yes, no, it's a beautiful area to stay in, and different sort of lifestyle, which I'm really enjoying, just being out of the city a little bit, just getting a bit of country style. And yes, just even with the work around at Angaston, with the team and that, I'm getting a nice routine going and, yeah, really enjoying it.
How's your feeling? How's the vibe of your first South Australian, major South Australian racing carnival? Of course, we had the last couple of weeks have been pretty big, and then, of course, the Goodwood on Saturday. What's the feeling like at carnival time over there for you?
Oh, it's been very good. You know, it's exciting to see the community and the racing in South Australia really enjoying the bigger races that are on at the moment, and you know, even with the horses riding up from Victoria, it's nice to get the competitive edge up to a high level. And like I said, it's been really nice because I've been riding some nice quality horses and even looking forward to Saturday's meeting.
Mm. Speaking of which, you're on Cool Passion again. Cool Passion was bloused by Sprite in the Sangster a couple of weeks ago, and now you've got Booker to contend with as well. But Sprite and Booker have drawn way out, and you've drawn way in on Cool Passion. Can you turn the tables in the Goodwood?
Look, I feel she definitely can. Like Tony said, you know, she was sort of fresh up with the last run, and obviously the time before she got scratched, didn't have a run. So I feel she would have improved and got a bit fitter from that run. She's done very well at home. And obviously with the draw advantage and a little bit of weight advantage after the last run, I think she could really turn it around.
Are you a good speed mapper? Do you have it in your mind where you think Cool Passion might be in the run?
Look, she's, I won't say a difficult filly to ride. I mean, she's pretty straightforward on pace runner. So I've just got to go with the feel of how she comes out the barriers and how she travels up, and also depending on how much pressure she gets. But, you know, if they allow me to, I'd probably ride her the same way as last time. And you know, she's a pretty free-striding filly. So if she can get out there and sort of do her own sectionals comfortably, then I think she'll be happy to do that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you've made a good case there. Just quickly, I'll lump them together. East India Man in the R.A. Lee looks hard to beat, being consistent. And you've got Rockerell, Lady Young, and Bella Beale as well. Anything amongst that group that you're really excited to see go around?
Yes. I mean, they're all in good form. You know, East India Man, he won a good race 2 starts ago. And then last time, he was a little bit unlucky also from a wide draw. So I'm looking forward to getting back onto him. I think he'll be a solid runner. Obviously, the young 2-year-old filly, Barlavelle, she's impressed us at home. And I felt she was on tape. Doesn't look like she was that unlucky. But I think just with inexperience cost her the race last time. And I think having that experience under the belt, she'll be better for it on Saturday. And I think she'll go pretty good as well.
Wow, looks like you might continue to be the punter's pal after the weekend. Baron, lovely to have a chat. Well done with how things have worked out so far, and best of luck on the weekend.
Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate that. Thank you.